Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
I'm Harold Herring, and my fine wife, Bev, will be with us in just a moment. Here's a question. Are you feeling the pressure in your everyday life, on the job, maybe in your finances, at home, and either your role as a spouse or a parent? Does it sometimes seem like the pressure is overwhelming, almost overbearing? Peter Marshall, a former chaplain in the United States Senate, once said, "When we long for a life without difficulties, remind us that oaks grow strong in contrary winds, and diamonds are made under pressure." Perhaps we need to catch a visual of ourselves becoming like the Hope Diamond, the most famous of all precious stones. There seems to be four main causes of pressure, whether externally or internally generated. First, we get overloaded with more to do than the hours of the day allow us to do to complete it.
Second, we allow our emotions to create worry, anxiety, and frustration, which drains us emotionally and physically as well.
Third, we play worst-case scenario. We always play that, imagining the worst things that could possibly happen if something is not completed or doesn't happen.
Fourth, the enemy wants to change our spiritual and mental environment to break our focus off what's really important to our heavenly calling. Pressure can cause us to either fight or take flight from our current circumstances. 1 Peter 4, verse 12 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, "Beloved, do not be amazed and bewildered at the fiery ordeal which is taking place to test your quality, as though something strange, unusual, and alien to you and your position were befalling you."
No matter where the pressure you feel is real, imagined, constant, or temporary, God always provides for us a strength of resistance. A strength of resistance and the power to endure whatever comes our way.
1 Corinthians 10, verse 13, a great scripture to keep on hand. This in the Classic Amplified Bible: "For no temptation, no trial regarded as enticing to sin, no matter how it comes or where it leads, has overtaken you and laid hold on you that is not common to man. That is, no temptation or trial has come to you that is beyond human resistance and that is not adjusted and adapted and belonging to human experience and such as man can bear. But God is faithful to his word and his compassionate nature. And he can be trusted not to let you be tempted and tried and assayed beyond your ability and strength of resistance and power to endure. But with the temptation, he will always also provide the way out, the means of escape to a landing place, that you may be capable and strong and powerful to bear up under it patiently." When we believe in his word, trust in his promises, rely on his directions, it's like hitting a pressure release valve in our mortal minds. John 14, verse 1 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled, distressed, agitated. You believe in it and adhere to and trust in and rely on God. Believe in and adhere to and trust and rely also on me."
What's the best way to deal with pressure and stress? Here are seven ways to deal with whatever and wherever pressure comes your way. This is important. We must confidently connect with the one who empowers us through each and every adversity.
Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. lean on, trust in, and be confident in the Lord with all your heart and mind. And do not rely on your own insight or understanding. In all your ways, know, recognize, and acknowledge him, and he will direct and make straight and plain your paths.
When we know, recognize, and acknowledge him, there will be no hesitation or equivocation about what we should or shouldn't do, how we handle this or any day. See, in the final analysis, our path to the good life will be straight and plain. I want to read Psalm 34:4, Amplified Classic. I sought, inquired of the Lord, and required him of necessity and on the authority of his word. And he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. We have to recognize that we can't handle the pressures of life by ourselves. But God, as that verse said a moment ago, but God can, will, and desires to deliver us from all fears and pressure.
John 15:4 in the easy to read version. Stay joined to me and I will stay joined to you. No branch can produce fruit alone. It must stay connected to the vine. It is the same with you. You cannot produce fruit alone. You must stay joined to me.
One of the best ways to stay joined, connected to the vine, is with a personalized confession of the word, dealing with whatever you may be facing at any given time, calming your mind and spirit. You know, it's funny, Sunday night just came to me during the teaching. I was reminded of the movie Hook about Peter Pan. Came out some probably almost 30 years ago. Peter had trouble flying until Tinkerbell told him the key to think happy thoughts. Now, I'm sure, as I said Sunday night, that Tinkerbell meant to say rich thoughts. The best way to calm ourselves in pressure-packed situations is to think, speak, happy, rich thoughts, which come from the Word of God.
Psalm 119:143 in the New Living Translation. As pressure and stress bear down on me, I find joy in your commands.
Sadly, there are way too many believers, people, including believers, who seek relief from pressure in all the wrong places and ways. I need a drink to calm my nerves. A glass of wine always calms me down. Going shopping takes my mind off the pressures at work. These short-term fixes, which will never create a permanent solution for the pressures we're experiencing. If left unchecked, these temporary fixes can create addictions and dependency, causing other problems and even worse pressure. This is especially true when it comes to our personal finances. Joe Louis, former heavyweight champion of the world, once said, "It's not that I like money. It's just that it soothes my nerves." A temporary infusion of cash may temporarily relieve the financial pressure you're facing, but it's not a long-term solution.
Exodus 18:23 in the New Living Translation. If you follow this advice and if God commands you to do so, then you will be able to endure the pressures and all these people will go home in peace.
Well, let's see. Follow his advice, endure pressure, go home in peace. Kind of sounds like a win-win deal to me. Cast our cares, cast your cares where they belong, on him, not them.
1 Peter 5:7 in the Classic Amplified Bible. Casting the whole of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all, on him. For he cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully.
If you have difficulties casting your cares upon the Lord and leaving them there, find some praise music that just pumps you up lifts you up and inspires you. We have a number of songs like that that we listen to. The Days of Elijah by Judy Jacobs, Oh Happy Day. This Joy That I Have. And there's one that I like that Cyan Alford sings called As Long As I Have Breath. They're saved on our electronic devices and are available at the touch of a Boston button. The best way to deal with pressure is to cast our cares at and lay our burdens at His feet. God's desire is for us to be free of pressure and the worries of this world. Have you ever seen a pressure valve and a pressure cooker in action? When the pressure builds up, it makes a little noise. Sometimes we make noise when pressure builds up on us. But when it builds up, you simply activate the pressure release valve and everything is okay. Our pressure release valve is the Word of God. When we press in on the Word, the pressures of life vaporize. Amazing. Amazing. I know in this world that we're facing and living in right now that a lot of people have to deal with pressure. Some of it, frankly, self-imposed. Some of it not. But there's a way to deal with pressure, a godly way to deal with it. As we said at the beginning, there are four main causes of pressure, whether externally or internally generated. We don't need to focus on what causes pressure. We need to focus on what can release the pressure so that we can move to a whole new level. Pressure can either, as I said earlier, can cause us to fight or take flight, one or the other. And that's what we need to do. That's what we need to do. John 14:1 in the Classic Amplified one more time. Don't let your hearts be troubled, distressed, or agitated. You believe in, adhere to, trust in, rely on God. Believe in, adhere to, trust in, rely also on me. The best way to deal with it is the Word of God. We'll finish this on tomorrow's call. If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com. To the top where it says, sow a seed. Just ask God, what seed did have you put in the ground? Do what He says. It's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.